Today's episode of The Mom Game is presented by our friends at Gateway GMC at LBJ and Jupiter. I know that buying a car can be stressful, but not at Gateway because their slogan is Gateway's Got It. And just what does that mean? Well, it means Gateway's got a wide selection of new GMCs and GM certified used vehicles, all competitively priced. Gateway's Got It. In these busy times, you want a car dealer who makes things easy and convenient. Well, guess what? Gateway's got it. When you log on to gatewaygmc.com, look for the Shop Click Drive button. This allows you to shop from the comfort of your home, and who doesn't want that? In fact, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, select your vehicle. 2, create your offer. 3, schedule that delivery. And on top of all this, Gateway GMC offers complimentary car washes for life. So when you want a dealer who has it all, Gateway's got it. You can find them online at gatewaygmc.com or shop in person at LBJ and Jupiter. GMC, we are professional grade. And welcome inside the Coppola Studios for episode 272 of The Mom Game. I'm Emily Jones. She is Julie Dobbs. We are together here, and summer is here, Julie.
Summer is here.
Yes.
I'm inclined to be like... That?
Making me crazy. Well, you might need to look at
it. Wait, so this is gone. Are you not crazy anymore?
Yeah. Well, okay, no, good. I'm still crazy, but just not about that.
I was like, is that all it's going
to
take?
But I didn't know if you needed it to like to read stuff. Like, because I've got it right here. So many important notes in there.
You do. I've got all your notes on my computer.
Okay. Bless my heart. Yeah, it's summer. School's out for summer. We made it. We survived.
Cheers. So, I don't want to go from like what I don't want, and I think we're not good at this, but okay, what I don't want is for like every single episode to be like, life is crazy, we're crazy, because like at some point it has to calm down, right? Okay,
so you want to pretend like we're not crazy and we're totally polished?
No.
Even though I just started the show with telling you I'm crazy because you left the rundown.
No, I mean, we can always be crazy, but I want our crazy level to at least like not always be on 10. So my point in saying all this is, like, last week we were legit crazy. Last week was insane. I think, like, we talked about end of school, everything. And now summer started, and I'm inclined to be like, we made it through school year, but summer, oh my God, summer's kind of sucks. But I don't want to do that. I'm trying
like
to
get one day in.
Yeah, like one day in. But like, and it was the long weekend too.
Yeah.
So like,
well, because we got out on Thursday.
Yeah.
So Thursday, it was like party, school's out. And then Friday, we went to Colonial. And then Saturday, we had people over. And then Sunday, I was just like, I'm spent.
Right.
And then Monday, I had to work, Rangers. So, yeah, it was like a 5-day weekend.
Yeah.
Because it started Thursday and didn't stop till
It felt like
Monday.
Summer. It felt like it was all summer, but it was a holiday weekend,
yeah,
right? So I think by today, which is Tuesday, it's like uncle on summer.
I know. So it's funny. Well, and you know, usually I'm down to party whenever. And a girlfriend texted me like at 6:30 yesterday, or maybe 7. And she was like, hey, what are you doing? And I was like, I just got home from work. And she was like, you want to hang out on my patio where me and Kelly are over here? And I was like, oh my God, that sounds fun, but I'm already in my pajamas. Like, I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's here, and I've, you know, it's like day one of summer, and of course I'm gone from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. today. And so my kids are like, so what do we need to do? And I'm like, I told you guys I let you sleep in. Both of them were in bed when I left, and I'm like, I got a list of chores for you to do, and then after you do those chores, then you can get after it and go do some fun shit. So
yeah.
Who knows what that fun shit is, but we'll find out.
We'll find out. Yeah. You get phone calls while you're doing Rangers.
I know. Well, I'll be keeping an eye on the security cameras.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Trick. But yeah, too, my kids slept today till like 8:30. So I'm like, what does that tell you about how we're cutting off their sleep to go to school? Like, if that's how much their body needs, like, no wonder they're all...
I know, but
up.
I will say I got up at 6 this morning and like just worked out and started doing shit I needed to do, knowing that I didn't have to make lunches and
take kids out the door
and all that stuff. It was kind of glorious.
Right. Yeah.
Because I got in bed last night like at 8:30.
Yeah.
Amazing.
That's great. But yeah, it's
okay,
a
so
whole
like
new
we're not
routine
crazy.
To a whole new rhythm. To,
we're totally dialed in.
We're very dialed in.
Yeah.
Look at us in our new Vichy clothes.
We've got it together. Yeah. We got new clothes on. I have makeup on because I have to go to the ballpark today.
Yeah.
Okay, what else do we need to catch up on? You were talking about
the AMAs, the American Music Awards. Okay. We're on last.
There's so many music shows.
I know. And I don't know which one is like, I mean, I know like the Grammys are big.
Okay. But so there's the Grammys, there's the CMAs.
And there's the Grammys, there's the Academy of Country Music. That's the one that was like here in Frisco a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
The AMAs, the American Music Award. And then you have the VMAs, which are the Video Music Awards.
Do people even make videos anymore? What's happening?
No, but they still do the awards. It's like no one listens or watches MTV, but they still do the awards.
Yeah, I stopped watching award shows a long time ago because I found out that I don't know any of the people performing.
Yeah, I watch it now like with the kids.
Yeah.
Like because they're into music and because we, like we just talked about, like we needed something to do. Like, I don't know, our Memorial Day was very lame. It was bad weather, not that we were going to go do anything. But we just didn't really, it just kind of snuck up on me because I had Anna's birthday party on Saturday. It was great. It was her.
I saw the pictures, a little tennis thing.
Yeah, she had a little party. It was so fun. But her actual birthday was Saturday and her party. And so once we got through all that, it was kind of like, okay, we've made it. But then there were still two more days with like when we didn't have many plans or anything. So I saw that the American Music Awards were on Monday night on Memorial Day. Now, the reason I really wanted to watch is because the Swifties felt like something was going to happen. We haven't heard from Taylor in a long time. Like she's been on vacation.
I love that for her.
Yeah.
Like there's been a few, I've seen a few on my social media, like a few pictures of her and Travis pop up. But like by and large, they've laid pretty low.
They've laid really low. And really they weren't photographed till it was Mother's Day. They were like in Pennsylvania and breakfast or lunch or whatever.
Which it makes me believe that they're really in love.
I think they are
because they're like because I think a lot of people were like he's glomming onto her because she's the most famous person in the world.
Yeah,
but I think that it shows that like they don't want to be in the spotlight
I think she, especially after the tour and then the Super Bowl when she went and got booed. Like I think that she was ready to not be in the spotlight and the limelight. Not ready to do anything.
It's just like with anything else, like you get overexposed and people just get tired of you, which is sad.
It is sad.
Because she didn't do anything.
No, she didn't do anything.
She's fab. She's fantastic.
She just like killed it in her.
Right.
One of the most successful tours ever.
Okay, outside of not agreeing with her politically, like she does good shit. She's like, I mean, she's not a bitch.
No.
So it's just like, it's just overexposure. It's, which is a sad state of our.
I think paired like the tour paired with Travis being at the football games, like
and Super
people
Bowl,
got annoyed. Yeah. But it's like, what do you want me to do? Like, I'm going to support.
Right.
So, she had been quiet for a while, and she still has like two re-releases of her records. You know, she's re-releasing her records.
All Taylor's version.
Yeah, there's still two more that haven't been released. Reputation. Look What You Made Me Do, that like whole dark black snake era, and then the debut album, which was her very first album. So fans are waiting for
that. Are they different or is it just
the re-release? They're different.
They're different.
Yeah, they're different. It's like her version of the song without it being all electrified and whatever for
and so that
a recording
Yahoo
studio
can't get a piece of her
and so yeah
empire
yeah and then she has
that
secret
sucks
she has secret he really sucks she has secret songs on each album so or songs from the vault is what she calls it so like songs that she had written but didn't make the album
okay
she's putting on these albums so you'll get like a couple bonus tracks like brand new songs
okay.
with each re-release so that makes it even more exciting
she's a fucking marketing
she's
genius.
A genius yeah she really is so I thought like all the major Swiftie accounts that I follow were thinking that she was going to announce Reputation at the AMAs because she was nominated for like 6 awards, didn't win any of them, by the way, like to your point about
which is
people overexposure.
Yeah, but good.
I think
she
people
doesn't
were
need
just
more
like,
awards.
Yeah, but like one was, it was Artist of the Year. I was watching with Ryder and it was Taylor and Morgan Wallen were up there. And so he was going for more. He always goes for Morgan Wallen. Yeah. And then Billie Eilish won. And he's like, Billie Eilish, what did she do? What did she sing? You know, all this stuff. And we had to explain like, Ryder, just because you love country music, like country music isn't as popular as pop music. He's like, what are you talking about? We're like, no, really? Like, anyway, but that's why I wanted to watch that and that we were just bored. And
so
nothing,
it didn't happen.
She wasn't even there. Nothing happened. No surprises. And she didn't win an award, but had she won an award, it would have just been a video acceptance speech. She wasn't even there. So I'm like, what is with these Taylor Swift clown fan accounts? You say they call themselves clowns because they're always trying to make things happen that aren't happening because everyone's like so anxious.
But they're losing a step.
They're losing a step. And so I don't know. I fell into the category. I'm like, I got to watch because Taylor's good. And then at the end, they announced Artist of the Year. She was up for it. I was like, maybe this is it. She's going to come out of nowhere and make some big announcement. Nope. I mean, nothing. So anyway, the other story from the AMAs is that J-Lo like kicked it off with her performance. And then she was also kind of like a co-host. They had some rotating hosts,
okay,
of the show. But in her opening performance, she looked super hot. Always. I don't even know how old she is at this point.
I don't know. She could be 80.
She doesn't age at all. Yes. Like, her body's insane.
She's beautiful. And yes,
yeah, her hot opening act, she like kissed a man and a woman.
At the same time?
No, like went from one to the other.
Okay.
And I'll just say that I was glad I didn't catch that part with my kids.
Yeah.
Because that, I just didn't, I don't know. That
yeah.
Been weird. We turned in on like right after that. But so she's in all the headlines and stuff just for like her, you know, they all try and
okay,
one up each other.
Like, talk about a complete polar opposite. Taylor Swift and J-Lo.
Yeah.
Like, J-Lo is trying so very hard.
Yeah,
bless her heart, to get some attention. Like, God bless her. And now I feel like people are like making fun of her. Like, I saw this one thing when I was scrolling through reels mindlessly that was like, she came out of this gym like expecting like for there to be a giant crowd there, like a paparazzi, and it was like one dude
at a gym
in some sweatpants or something. Like, there wasn't really anyone. I don't know. I feel like people are hot and cold on her too. I think she's smoking hot. I think she's super talented dancer. That's about as far as it goes for me. I will tell you, if I looked like J-Lo, I would, there's no telling the shit I would. I'd be standing up on this table right now, gyrating probably.
You would?
Yeah. Why not? If I look like J-Lo?
I guess you're just supposed to still like kind of be cool about it.
No,
like,
no. You can't go from this to J-Lo and be cool about it.
Well, yeah, that would be weird.
Yeah. I mean, I would do all the things.
If you just all of a sudden turn into J-Lo.
So if I just all of a sudden cool turn like hot, like gorgeous. I mean, I don't even know what I would do. Like, this social anxiety I talk about, it would be out
would
the
you,
window.
Like, would you wear a lot of clothes or would you go skimpy?
No.
She was so skimpy.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
String bikini.
I wear a string bikini now.
The one where your ass hangs out?
No, that's a thong. I wear a thong.
But would you wear a thong if you were J-Lo body?
My kids. I can't do that.
Yeah.
My kids.
Right.
No. But I
would don't you know. Stay married?
Yes. Oh my gosh. And I would be like, honey, it's time to get on my level.
Right.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely stay married. I can't. We've talked about this.
But if you were J-Lo, you could go date whoever you wanted.
I don't want to do that. What a beating.
Yeah.
To date. Fuck that.
If you had all the money in the world, like, I feel like, would you even, I don't know. Like, if you didn't, would you even want to be with a man?
No. Yes.
Just live the dream.
So yes, I would, because like, it's taken me 15 years or seven, however long Mike and I've been together, for us to get to this point, like where I've like, he knows all the shit.
Yeah.
Like, he knows all of it. I mean, he doesn't care anymore. I mean, he cares what I look like, but he's not, I mean, he's in this, we're in this for the long haul. Like,
yeah,
you know, so he knows how to deal with my idiosyncrasies. He knows how to, I don't have to put on a show for him. I can be completely wheels off and crazy. There's nothing that can replace like that comfort. Right.
Yeah.
Now, it's not perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but it's like, there's something about, this is my companion and we're in a place where we're comfortable.
Yeah.
And it takes so long to get there.
It does.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's a really fun place to be. Like, I just told Mike just this past week, I was like, I feel like we've been getting along so well. Like, and you've just been so like, I don't know if he just realizes that like I'm super on edge, like with this menopause thing or perimenopause, whatever the fuck I'm in. And, you know, he's, and the kids have been that way too. Like, can, is there anything we can help you with? Like just all of them.
Someone tell my family I had all my shit taken out and I'm in menopause too.
Yeah. So, and I listen, I don't know how long it's going to last, but I did tell him, and I'm like, if I'm noticing this, cause I said it to my girlfriends and I'm like, I need to tell him, like, and so I was like, I think like, you've been so great lately. Like, thank you. Like so helpful and asking and if you can help and, just being cool about stuff. Like, and I guess maybe it's just that I live in this state of perpetual annoyance where I'm just annoyed by everything.
Yeah.
That he just seems like so chill and calm.
I bet he appreciated you saying that.
So I did. I was just like, I just want you to know, it's like, it's been so fun lately. And like, you've just been so chill, and probably because I'm just not so chill. I don't know. But yes, I would still stay married, even if I was rich. If I had J-Lo's body, I'm parading it around everywhere. What else do we need to discuss?
The nurse costume will look like nothing.
Oh my gosh.
You go pick your kids up in the outfit J-Lo performed in last night. I mean,
what's that one where she was with Ben Affleck that I like plunged down to her cooch?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
All the way down.
Oh my gosh. I'd
pull out all the tricks.
Yeah, she had a 6-minute performance with 23 songs mixed into it. And she's 55 years old.
55?
God. 55.
You know what? Good for her.
But how many I mean, she's had a lot of husbands, so.
But obviously there's something going on there.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Janet Jackson also performed, which was
okay,
cool,
because we
explained who she was to my kids and
okay,
all
how
that.
Is she looking? Terribly shallow of me to ask.
No, she looks pretty good. I mean, yeah. She definitely looks older.
She's always been beautiful.
You could tell, like, her dancing, like, she was still dancing pretty well, but it was, yeah, like old person dancing.
Oh.
And Rod Stewart performed, and his kids were there.
He's alive?
Okay, so his kids came out.
He's been 60 since I was 12.
Yes. His kids were out. I guess he has like 7 kids or something, but like 4 of them were there, and they're all like beautiful. Like,
wasn't he married to somebody? Iman? Is that her name?
I don't know.
Was Rod Stewart married to Iman?
Like, I don't
the
know.
The tall, a black model?
Black?
Yes.
Well, these kids were
like this
white.
Iman. Oh, okay.
But
look up if
Rod Stewart
was married to Iman. Have you seen it? I wonder what Iman looks like lately. She was smoking and like 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
Was Rod Stewart married to Iman? Stay tuned, everyone. Listen. Listen. Keep listening.
So he's had 3. Not Iman. Penny Lancaster, Rachel Hunter, model, Alana Stewart. They're all like beautiful blondes.
Will you look up Iman and see what she's doing these days?
I don't know who Iman is.
I think it's I-M-A-N.
Okay.
I believe, or I'm completely misidentifying someone.
Somali American model and actress.
Who was she married to? I feel like she was married to someone.
Was it David Bowie?
Yeah, there. Okay, now it's all coming together.
Yeah,
Rod Stewart, David Bowie.
There you go. They're very similar.
Okay.
Yeah, and they had kids too. But Rod Stewart had like 4 gorgeous kids there. And to your point about is he still alive? I was like, oh, they're accepting the award on his behalf for like artist of the century or whatever, like, because he's no longer with us. And then he like popped out. He's like, hey! And then he performed Forever Young. Yeah. Just like, you know, there's so many people around that age that you think might be dead, or like, you remember something happened, but you forget.
But I do feel like with him, like, he looked 60 when I was 12.
Yeah. Yeah. And he looks the exact same, like the spiky hair.
Yeah.
So it was, and then like Michael Jackson, even like, my kids were asking about when Janet Jackson came out, and my son's like, is Michael Jackson still alive? And I had to like stop down for a second. You know, you just think, you know, and you, I was like, no, he's not. But a lot of people in that age range, so many celebrity deaths happen. It's hard to keep track.
It is.
Of like who's dead and who's alive.
Yeah.
At this point.
I agree.
But it was fun watching that with my children and like, and talking to them about all of these people that they didn't really know. You know, like, they don't know J-Lo. Like,
well, and then they probably told you some people you don't know.
Yeah.
Well, like, for example, Memorial Day at the Rangers game.
Yes.
So Hannah Wing, who is our in-game host,
yes,
sweet girl, but she's significantly younger than I am.
Mm-hmm.
So we're getting ready. She's putting on her pregame makeup or whatever, and I'm freshening up as
well.
Where
do y'all get ready in the same spot?
Yeah, I mean, that's the bathroom on the 4th floor.
Uh-huh.
And so she's like, did you hear who's throwing out the first pitch? And I was like, I didn't. Who? And she was like, the Costco guys. And I was like, oh, not familiar with them. She's like, oh, you know, the one that they dropped the big boom or something. I'm like, yeah, I'm not, truly, do your kids don't follow them? And I'm like, well, Hattie's not allowed on social media yet. Henry only follows like Derek Jeter. Like it's strictly like baseball and Bible verses and memes that make fun of mom or whatever. Anyway, so I'm like, no, I'm not familiar. And so I go into Dave Raymond and David Murphy in the booth. I'm like, hey, you guys familiar with these people throwing out the first pitch? They're like, who? And I was like, the Costco brothers or boys or guys. And they're like, yeah, no. And I was like, okay, well, just so you know, we're all old because apparently this is a big fucking deal. So that's where like the Rizzler, or he calls himself the Rizzler. I don't know. It's like a dad and a son, and they like do Costco reviews. Yeah, that's them.
Okay.
And apparently they make a bajillion dollars.
Oh my gosh.
Because they're influencers.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Costco pays them 800 gazillion dollars because they're the Costco.
Dad's a big meathead.
Costco dudes. And everybody's flexing their muscles. And these aren't exactly the most svelte humans on the planet. But anyway, so I'm like, okay, yeah, we're old. I don't know anybody at the AMAs and, you know, and the Costco dudes.
A lot of teams are leaning into this type of thing.
Okay, so that's what Hannah does. And so you've got like Chuck Morgan, who's been like, you know, a staple of the Rangers organization for 800 years.
Yeah.
I keep saying 800 a lot. And then so Hannah is like, she's the one that's like in touch with the influencers and the trendy stuff. And then like, but it never fails. Like half the people that are throwing out the first pitch, I have no idea who they are.
Right.
But like everyone 30 and under in the stands is losing their mind.
How funny.
Then the rest of us old farts are like, well, who's this?
And who are, I don't know who they are.
Who is this on the mound throwing out the first pitch at my Rangers game?
Right.
You know?
It's like the Pookie thing. I mean,
oh,
like
true.
How famous the Pookie people have gotten.
Okay, who's the guy? Do you follow the ones, the one guy? They're a cute little, they're a southern couple. It might be the Pookie couple. He's got a mustache. I say, like, it's very prominent.
I think that's the Pookie guy.
Is that the Pookie guy?
Yeah.
And they, it's.
And he's like super dorky, but like
super
so
dorky.
Obsessed with her.
Yeah.
And she's beautiful.
Yeah.
She just had a cancer scare. I follow them and
okay.
she's better
now. I don't
follow
them, but they keep
they had
coming
a baby.
Back up. Did, yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
I know some of them I get into some of these young. OK, here's another thing. Here we go. Like we were like, it's going to be a short show today. We don't have a lot to talk about. So I've been watching. Did you ever watch The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives?
No.
This is how bad my.
No.
I mean, Mike came in the other night. He's like, what are you watching? And I'm like, he's like, why do you watch this? I'm like, because it's mindless. And these bitches make me feel so normal. Like, it's like the Real Housewives.
Yeah.
But, like, these girls are, like, the oldest is, like, 31.
Mm-hmm.
The Real Housewives, they're all kind of in my wheelhouse. So, I'm like, they're just like me, but they're way crazier than I am. And yay!
Yay!
But these girls, because they do mom talk.
Okay.
So, I'm not on TikTok. But apparently, like, they started mom talk. And mom talk was a big deal. It's like these moms that are Mormon doing all this stuff, and then they got a show, and this is season two. And
is mom talk a real thing?
So we should probably do a deep dive on. I'm not on TikTok, but or maybe I have the app on my phone.
Huh.
Anyway, it's called Mom Talk.
Okay,
but now there's all this drama about because now there's so many moms, and then there was a swingers app thing where that happened incident,
oh.
And there's a lot of stuff going on. I'm not even exactly sure the point of my story, but I feel like with this show I might have reached an all-time low in reality television.
Yeah,
you know,
well, I mean I don't think you're the only one watching it.
Oh no, it's a big deal.
What is the definition of mom talk? With carefully curated dance videos, aspirational marriages, and the ability to romanticize motherhood, a tight-knit group of Utah-based Mormon moms known as Mom Talk quickly rose to TikTok fame.
Let me tell you, these bitches fight more than any group of humans I've ever seen in my life. The level of drama, and I think that this is also, too, me being old lady. I'm like, this isn't, y'all don't know how to do this. Y'all don't know what you're doing. You don't know how to argue. You don't know how to resolve disputes. Like, and then I'm like, they're 25. They're not trying to hear from me.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
But yeah, I think it might be an all-time low. I'm going to finish the season because I feel like I need to see it through.
Yeah.
But I feel like this is it.
Did you like the soft swinging scandal? Soft swinging.
Soft. Yeah.
Taylor Frankie Paul, yep, and her then husband,
okay,
Tate Paul, as well as Miranda, yep, McCorder and her then husband, Chase McCorder.
Yep. So I will say Taylor is the realest bitch on that show.
Yeah.
And she can be my friend anytime. Love you, Taylor. Oh. Taylor's the only one I really
like. Maybe
we
can get her on.
Yeah. I love Taylor.
She and her husband were divorcing after she claimed to have fallen in love with another couple's husband. You like that?
Yeah. She didn't fall in love with him. That was Chase. She did not fall in love. He kind of came at her. And now she's with this guy named Dakota. And like, they have
a baby. Why would you want anything to do with another person's husband? If I was going to cheat or something, it'd be with like someone far away from my friend group spouse,
right?
Not someone with kids and a friend that's my friend. It'd be someone from a far off land that, yes, you know, is not like dad bod. It'd be like, I'm not looking for another dad,
right?
I'm not. I know how much shit dads come with, like how much shit they're dealing with. Then you got to deal with a wife. Like, keep me far away from any of my friends' husbands. I'm gonna cheat with some hot guy from, I'm not gonna cheat at all, but if I was going to, it'd be like a, like Giselle, like the jiu-jitsu instructor.
Oh, yeah.
Or like a surfer man, the like that boy. Nobody else knows. Yes, the hot pool boy.
Yeah,
keep me as far the heck away as I can, yeah, be from any,
I
other
feel
dad,
like that's my, she's the only one I can relate to, because I will, because she's the one who like came out and was like, yeah, we were, there was a swinging thing that happened and whatever, and like just put it all out there. But
swinging.
She's just, yeah, I don't know, it seems like a lot of work. But she's the only one I really can not identify with, but like I like her because okay. I feel like she's real. I feel like all these other bitches are just, they're not authentic.
Yeah.
On this awesome,
do you
reality
know anyone
show
that swings?
No, I feel like stories.
Yeah, like I feel like it's not too far away from the reality of the world of people we hang out with. We don't.
Yeah, I mean, I've
but
heard
you know
rumblings.
What I mean. Like everyone's got a story.
Yeah, I've heard rumblings, but yeah, I don't know of anyone personally. Like I can't imagine. Like I'm just, and I love all of my friends' husbands. I do. I really do, and I love my friends, obviously, but I can't. I'm not going there.
No.
And I'm certain they would say the exact same thing about my
like,
husband.
What? Like
none of us want any part of the other person's husband. Like
right.
Ooh. Yeah. Okay. We need to get down to business.
All right. Hey, if you are a swinger, let us hear from you.
Okay. Or not.
I want to hear about this.
Do
I want to hear. Yeah. Don't you?
Okay. Wait. Not really.
I think they're like up in like, I've heard like Frisco is big.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I've heard some rumbling.
Big Frisco swinger. Insider Julie Dobbs.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the girls who's on that show, and our friend Paige Walker does the same thing, or she used to, she doesn't do it anymore, I don't think, where it's like, I think she called it like Sunday Sinners, this chick on Mormon Wives, and you basically send in anonymous things to her, and like she shares them and whatever, but the thing is, it's only anonymous to the audience, it's not anonymous to the person who's running the,
those people,
so she
knows. We need mom game confessions.
No, I don't want
to
deal
send
with
us if you have something you want to get off
send
your chest.
Send it to Julie.
And you're not Catholic and you don't go to confession, but you want to.
Okay.
You could be Catholic and also tell your priest, but we could be like the priest, you know, where you just have to get it off your chest.
Let me make this clear. Julie is the priest in this relationship. So if you have issues you would like to discuss that need religious clarification, please reach out to Julie.
Not religious, but you can get it off your chest and I will read about your issues.
Well, then, if you're going to be the priest, though, you have to like issue... You have to give them penances and stuff.
Okay. Give them some feedback.
Well, you have to give them punishment, like how many rosaries they have to do.
Oh, well, that's all above my head.
Right.
But I will take your secrets from you.
Okay.
And
you just want
store them away.
You just want juicy gossip.
Yeah.
You couldn't hang on to that shit. I couldn't.
Oh, those people I don't know.
I know. But what if it was someone you didn't know? Actually.
Oh.
Remember, I sent you. Remember when somebody reached out to me?
Yes.
On Instagram?
Yes.
Telling me stuff about someone we both know, yes, not a close friend. And I was like, what the fuck am I supposed to do?
You were their preacher.
Yeah, but
they were confessing to you.
Preacher hit delete, block.
Yeah.
I don't want to know any of that shit.
I know. That was wild.
That was so weird. And then what did I do? The first thing I did was screenshot it and send it to you.
Yes, you did.
Like, what am I supposed to do with this?
That was a lot.
It was a lot of information.
Mm-hmm. But we're here for you if you like that
Julie's
person.
I'm not.
Send us Julie's here. Send us all your juice.
Just so you know, if you send me something confidential, I'm probably going to screenshot it and send it to Julie.
And vice versa. You're sending it to both of us. Okay. You're all sending right. it to both of us.
All right. Let's get into a little bit of sports score. It's brought to us by our friends at Tylock George Eye Care.
Yes. I'm grateful just about every single day for my eyeballs that work without having to put prescription glasses or sunglasses on. It's been such a life changer for me. You too can get custom lens replacement from Tylock George Eye Care. It's just one of the options that they can help you with there. They are trusted ophthalmology experts at Tylock George. We have had the doctors on our show. They're wonderful and they will make you feel confident, calm, relaxed with your LASIK procedure or whichever procedure you decide is best for you. They do offer 24 months interest-free financing with approved credit. Schedule that free consultation at Tylock.com. That's Tylock.com. Get you some new eyeballs before the new school year.
Get you some new eyeballs.
Yeah. Upgrade your eyeballs. Tylock.com/TMG.
Okay. So we can't talk too much about the Stars because it could change drastically by the time. Because we tape on Tuesday. They play on Tuesday. Game four, they're down 2-1.
After a great game one.
Great game one. It's just
a couple not great games. Edmonton's really good. So I don't think it's going to be an easy series. Not that anyone thought it was going to be. But we'll see how they end up doing. I mean, if they can figure it out, the Stanley Cup final is sitting right in front of them. And there's been some ugly stuff in the series. You saw nasty hit on Roope Hintz that I know a lot of Stars fans were very upset about. Hopefully he's going to get back into the lineup, but you know, we'll just see. Maybe this is going to be like a little mini the Stars struggling at the end of the season and then the playoffs start and they get their S together. Maybe they need to get down in this series to get their S together. I don't know.
They
we'll
do
see.
Feel like they're a team that like they can't it, the shit
their
can't come
have
easy
to be against the wall.
Yeah.
And it's probably going to go seven
it can't be easy.
Games, you know, so.
Gosh, I hope it does.
Yeah.
Because it's so fun watching.
Right.
Except when they're not good. And then it's not fun.
Right. I know.
I felt bad for Jasmine. I know. But we were completely non-responsive last time.
Yeah, we were.
Was that Saturday?
That's when
It was Saturday. We had people over.
Yeah.
Can I just tell you?
That was Anna's birthday day.
Right. Yeah. And we had people over. Can I tell you? Like we had friends over. There was probably like 20, 25 people at our house.
Sunday. Yeah.
Was it Sunday?
Day game.
Oh, it was.
That day game.
What was happening
was
Saturday? Oh, I don't remember.
It was like at 3:00 though. So it was kind of random.
It was Sunday day. We watched it. The kids and I watched it outside when we were in the pool. My house was complete. Like it was a disaster. I mean, there was 25 people there, probably
was
half
this
kids. Like it just was everybody
end
come
of
over.
School year thing.
It was just fun. Everybody come over for the first time in forever. Henry didn't have a tournament, so you know.
Yeah.
And then he's got back to back. He's got like three straight tournaments, and then we go to Florida. Like it's just, and then we're gonna blank.
It was a good opportunity.
Whatever. So I was like, let's just do this. So my girlfriend Lauren. Was like, it was kind of everyone was starting to trickle out and whatever. And she's like, do you want me to stay or do you need to like go clean up? Because she knew. And I was like, you know what? Stay. Like, I'm going to get my kids to clean up. So all the kids are gone. They cleaned up the entire house.
Wow.
I did pay them $20. I paid them $20 each. And they're like, what else can we do? I mean, like wipe down the cabinets.
Oh
like
my God.
The emptied trashes.
That's amazing.
And then I was like, you know what I need to do? I need to stop fucking doing everything myself.
Yeah.
And let that, now were the countertops as clean as it was?
And that's fine.
Absolutely.
They're at the age where they can do this.
Empty trashes.
Yeah.
Started dishwashers. Like I was like, I mean, it was amazing.
And you know how.
Gathered stuff up, cleaned up the yard because they were playing kickball in the yard. They were, you know, I mean, they just gather up the towels, started the laundry. Like, I'm like, you know what? I need to let go.
Yeah.
Of all the control.
This is a good realization.
Yeah.
A good
I mean, now Sunday,
epiphany.
When I woke up, I was like, oh my God, look at this house. It looks amazing. I'm so proud. So yeah, we sat out there and visited.
That's great.
Yeah, and they just cleaned up. And I was like,
wow.
Yes. Okay.
That's wonderful. And they'll be so much more prepared when they leave.
Yeah, but like, they need to.
When Henry goes to college, he's going to be a boy, man boy mm-hmm. that can do shit, that knows how to do laundry and knows how to do dishes. It's crazy how many people go live in a dorm and like have no idea how to do laundry.
Right.
They're like trying to drive their laundry 2 hours home to their mom or whatever. So I think that's great.
Yeah. Sorry. I didn't mean to get sidetracked.
No, that's good.
I was proud of myself because it was like the house was a disaster. And I was like, you know, Lauren was like, you want me to go and so you can clean up or do you want to
visit? Yeah, no. If you have a friend that wants to
go visit. Yeah, let's visit. And so we did. And then, you know, by about the time everybody, like all the adults exited, the kids were done cleaning, I went to bed and it was so awesome. So proud.
Do you, how many parents do you think incentivize their kids with money to do stuff? Because I'm hearing it more and more and more.
So I do some, but you know, because there was a while there where they were on an allowance or like, you know, if they do their chores.
Yeah.
And it kind of, it kind of phased out. Like they, now they just do their chores. Like this is what is expected of them every day. And then but I don't pay them an allowance. But like with that, I was like, hey, if you guys clean up this place and work together, $20 each. And to them, that's a lot. And I'm like, they got after it and they were fantastic. So I don't think you can do it too much.
Like sports and stuff?
No.
Do you come across that?
But I will say, I think I told you this already, that so when I was coaching softball, when I coach softball, I always tell the catcher, like if you catch a pop-up behind the plate, if you catch a pop-up, it's $20.
Yeah.
It's been that way for like 5 years, like as long as I've coached.
Yeah. More of a fun coaching thing, but not like you telling your kid, but like, hit a home run, I'll give you $100.
No.
Like, yeah, it's interesting.
They're already putting enough pressure on themselves.
Yeah. Like I have a friend
I definitely
who
wouldn't tell them before, but like if they crush a home run or something and you're like, yeah, let's go celebrate with ice cream, but not like,
yeah,
here's $5 for every hit you get.
Yeah. Yeah. That's interesting. I was just wondering. Mm-hmm. Is that how we get kids to do shit?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think
chores and rewards and that kind of thing.
I think there has to be like in our house, there's a certain level of expectation of what you're supposed to do every day.
Yeah.
And it's, you're supposed to make your bed, empty your trash, bring in your hangers, bring in your laundry. That needs to be done. That should be done.
And then anything extra
every
could be like
day.
A reward.
Anything extra. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they trade off scooping the poop. But like anything else, like if it's a, you know, something extra or something I want help with or whatever, then I'm not afraid to throw them a bone here and there.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that makes sense.
Yeah. But like, you don't want to pay them for everything to where they like wipe their ass and it's like, that'll be a dollar, Mom.
Right.
You know? It's like, come on. Okay. That was such a sportsy combo.
It was. Rangers.
Okay, quick Rangers. It's broken record. Pitching's great. Offense, woo.
Yeah.
It's not good. So I don't really know what else to say.
Record wise.
We're 3 games under 500 after Memorial Day. The fact that we're only 3 games under 500 is, in my opinion, a fucking miracle.
Mm-hmm. And how about you?
It's not good.
Fun to work with Elvis and stuff?
Oh my gosh. It was so, Elvis. Like we could do, Elvis and I could do like a 3-hour show. I'm so excited for him going into the Rangers Hall of Fame next month. That's going to be fun. So I'll get to be there.
Great.
I'm doing like a Q&A with him.
Oh, cool.
Which will be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, Elvis is just such good energy. He's such good people. And
we have him on.
I know. We should have him on.
He'd be great.
He would come on.
And now that he's a broadcaster.
Such a broadcaster. And like so into, it's so funny because he's like so into dad stuff now. And like he's super into his faith.
Uh-huh.
He became a citizen. He's super into like America and American history. Like he gave me a lesson on Memorial Day yesterday. I was like, damn,
that's so cute. That's awesome.
Yeah, he's adorable. Corey's adorable.
His
wife and 3 kids. I mean, they're just adorable.
Yeah, let's have them.
So yeah, Rangers.
That'd be great.
Yeah, that's about them in a nutshell. And then we don't need to have to talk about flag football, but
I liked that.
So NFL players can now participate. They voted on that. So
is this for the Olympics? Or?
It's for the Olympics.
Okay.
So they can participate now in flag football for the Olympics. But the NFL is making this huge push for flag football, especially with girls. And Hattie has played 1 or 2 years now and has already signed up.
Is she on an all-girl team?
She's on an all-girl team. And I will tell you, she loves it.
Really?
And it might be my favorite thing to watch.
Really?
It's so fun. And she usually hates Mike coaching her, but she actually loves it. She loves Mike coaching her. It's Mike and then our friend Adam are like off, you know, head coach. Adam's the head coach. And then I think Mike's like the offensive coordinator and Adam's the defense coordinator.
How fun.
Anyway, it's adorable. These girls are so cute. They're so into it. They love it so much. So the NFL is making a huge push with flag football, and not even just in youth, like It's a thing in like high schools and stuff. Yeah.
That's the big one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
I saw where like our high school posted like that their 7-on-7 team is going to like state championships or something. And it was a lot. I don't know if they're also on the tackle team. And then they also do 7-on-7 or if these are.
Okay. So like this is boys.
Yeah. Boys.
Okay.
Like I didn't even know that the high school boys had a 7-on-7. So I saw that they were like going to the championships. I was like, oh, yeah. So this is the thing all the way through high school that the boys are doing. And I don't know if they do both.
Yeah. And I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah. But
I do know the NFL is really pushing this flag football with girls.
Yeah.
They're really, really pushing it.
So
this, it's super fun to watch.
Anna wants to play. The little league that, you know, Ryder didn't make. I mean, he can still be in the league. He didn't make the cool team or whatever. Then they do the cheerleaders, which I've talked about. So I signed her up to like do the cheerleading next year, but she could also play flag football with the boys on that team.
Yeah.
And then not be a cheerleader. I mean, you have to choose.
Sure.
Do you want to be a cheerleader or do you want to play with the boys? And she's like, I want to play football. So yeah. I'm like, I know another mom who's doing it with their daughter. So actually the mom who came out to our event, were you there?
Oh, yeah.
Casey?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to see what that might look like for her. Now, I don't know if it's scary to play with the boys. Like, would she get hurt?
You're not going to get tackled.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you have meathead boys, which is entirely possible.
Because in
our
little world, the boys are trying to impress their...
Right. But usually it's like they know the job. Like, you're trying to get the flag. You're not trying to lay somebody out.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I might look into that for her because she really wants to. And I just love the feeling of saying, yes, you can do this.
Well, and that's...
You can do what the boys are doing.
Patty did that with baseball.
It's kind of like a weird, unexplained thing. Like, he goes and plays football, and she doesn't.
Right.
He plays basketball, she plays basketball. He plays baseball, she plays baseball. Yeah. Anything that he can do, I always try to sign her up if she wants.
Right.
So she knows that she's got, like, equal opportunity. But football's just not that way. Same. It hasn't been.
Also, with girls, like, volleyball's not that way.
Right.
There's not a whole lot.
Although there's more boys playing volleyball now.
Now, yes.
Yeah. But that was kind of the equivalent is the volleyball for the girls.
Where you have a little
balance. Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we might explore that, too. But I love to hear that Hattie's loving it.
Oh, she loves it. Okay, let's get to a little feed stuff brought to us by our friends at ADM. And I gave you two straight reads in a row.
I can handle it.
You're welcome.
Because we love our friends at ADM. They help us with all kinds of things. Probably our social media is what you guys might notice the most. They are making us look legit. They can do it for you too. If you have a business and you want to be able to focus on the business and not all the other stuff, ADM can help you do that and really elevate your brand. They can help you with influencer management, brand management, monetization management, collaboration management. They can help you find influencers to represent your campaign. They can help you with content creation and photography, social media management, and website design. We actually helped hook them up with our friends at the Dumb Zone, and now they're helping them as well. And everything that they're doing is looking so awesome. Give our friends at ADM a call or head over to their website, audreydollins.com, or just reach out to us and we can obviously help connect you with them.
Yay, ADM. Okay, so Jasmine has had this in our tackle box for a few weeks and I've been wanting to talk about it. So it's the FAFO parenting method, which is the fuck around and find out parenting method, which I feel like I've been imploring for quite some time. Uh-huh. So basically it's a parenting style. The Huffington, I'm going to read this. The Huffington posted a story. It's defined as letting your kids experience the natural consequences of their actions without getting too involved. So the opposite of helicopter parents, which, and apparently a TikTok mom started it in 2022, but it's found new life after Kylie Kelsey recently talked about it on her podcast. So I do this a lot with my kids on, and Mike will be like, you know, it's 32 degrees outside and she's going to school to do the safety patrol, which means you're standing outside for 30 minutes, opening doors for younger kids to get out of their car. And he'll be like, it's 32 degrees outside. You need a jacket. And she's like, I don't want one. I don't want a jacket. And he's like, you need to get a jacket. And I'm like, what? Let her freeze. Like,
yeah.
She'll figure it out. Like, if she doesn't want a jacket, like, just let her freeze. Then she'll either figure out she's, you know, some sort of strange human that doesn't need warmth, or she'll wear a jacket the next time. So I do it in small instances. But also too, the control freak in me definitely pulls the plug on it sometimes. Cause it's like, you know, going outside, like when Henry will go outside or either of my kids and like, they're just wearing socks, makes me fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Like, you are going to ruin those socks. Like, take the socks off or put some shoes on.
Right. Socks are the middleman. Don't go out with just the middleman.
No.
Yeah.
No, the middleman can't survive outside.
That's right.
He can't. He can't make it. You've got to remove the middleman.
Yes.
You've got to go straight to the warehouse.
Don't rely on the middleman. He's just the middleman.
Or we need to go to the retail shop. Like, yeah. This is not working.
Yeah.
So I do it in certain situations.
Yeah.
But I'm a big fan of this.
F around and find out.
In certain situations.
Yeah.
It's just like with anything else. But like, yeah, let's, okay, well, you know, you don't want to wear a jacket. You're going to
That's my battle too,
off.
Is the jacket thing. I don't, why do you, what is with kids and jackets?
I hated jackets.
You did?
And my mom, I literally hated jackets.
Is it just because it's like one extra thing to
No, yeah, because I'm like, I'm going to wear, if I'm going to be outside for an extended period of time, I want to be as bundled up as possible.
Yeah.
If I am walking from point A to point B,
right,
and that takes me 30 seconds, and it's going to be heated in point A and point B, and I'm just exposed to the elements, yeah, for 30 seconds, I'm not trying to do that.
No, I'm not kind of the same.
And I'm almost that way with umbrellas.
Yeah.
Like,
I know. It's got to be like pouring.
But I will say, like, if I'm going to work, like, I have a giant umbrella in my car right now because, mm-hmm, I'm like, if it starts raining and I have to walk, because I have to be on TV.
Right.
But like in a normal situation, I'm like, why would I do an umbrella from my car inside the store?
It's a lot. One more thing you have to keep up with, and then you leave it, and then
I'll just run my ass inside the store, get my shit, and then run my ass back out.
Right.
So yeah,
it's hard to commit to the extra thing to carry.
I know. So, but I think there is something to be said, like, it for them to learn the consequences of an action or a lack of action.
I do too. It's just, it's, you've got to like find the line, right? Like, to where they're not going to, I mean, I don't also don't want them to get sick, like, because then I have to deal with that.
Okay. But is that really a thing?
It is. If my, yes, you get a cold if you go out too much without a jacket on. You get a cold. And then your snot's running everywhere. And
then need a doctor on here.
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
But yeah.
Because like, I feel like that's a huge, I feel like that's such a load of
kids
bullshit.
Just, and I think when kids say no to you, it's like they're saying no to you. They're not saying no to the jacket.
Right.
They're trying to like stomp their foot in the ground and say like, I don't need your help.
So here's
We're
the
dealing
deal.
With that with no, like Ryder's always picking his nose and like doing all this stuff with his nose. And we're like, here, put some Aquaphor on it. Like if it's bothering you, no, no, no. It's like,
right.
You just want to sit there and pick your fucking nose.
But I had a really good point. Now I forgot it. But I feel like, you have to, okay, this is what I was going to say. Like, if you're going to use the fuck around and find out parenting method,
yeah,
you have to pick situations where you know you're going to win.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I know I'm going to win if it's 18 degrees outside and you have to be outside for 30 minutes. I'm going to win.
Right.
Because you're going to freeze your nuts off.
Yeah.
But, like, you don't want to pick situations to, like, say, okay, that's whatever, do whatever you want. If you're not going to win, and
right,
the point's not going to be made.
Right. You don't want them to win. That's the worst case scenario.
Because then they're like, fuck around and find out. I fucked around and I found out.
Right.
And I won.
And I'm still not going to listen.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's a very selective process.
And interesting, too, that Kylie Kelce talking about something like it's that impactful, I guess, on her podcast. I think she's great. I haven't really sat and listened to a whole one.
I haven't listened
to
a ton either. I just like her personality.
Yeah. She's just very
chill. She's, yeah, I like her a lot.
I do too.
I think she might be, who do we say was our dream guest? George W. Bush is up there. I think
she was one of them.
Kylie might be one of them.
Yeah, she was one of them.
Kylie,
we love you. Holler at your girls.
Holla.
She does every podcast from home by herself.
I know.
Like, she just talks.
Right.
Unless she has a guest.
I know. But what I would say to Kylie Kelce, like if she were to come on the Mom Game, I wouldn't ask her, and I don't know if you could make the same claim. I wouldn't ask her one question.
Didn't ask Randy Mahomes anything about Taylor Swift.
Neither one of us did.
Right. I was biting my tongue so hard.
I know.
I was just trying to make you proud.
Kylie.
And her proud.
Kylie, if you come on the Mom Game, we promise we will not ask you any questions about Taylor Swift. You know why? Because we don't want to and we don't need to because you have enough stuff to talk about on your own.
You're your own person.
You are.
She's got like four kids, just had another one.
I know.
Crazy.
And she just started podcasting. We've been podcasting for like 5 years.
I know.
She's out there crushing it.
Just crushing it.
Kylie.
We could really get in on that audience.
Help us.
Yes. Help us.
We've been doing this for 5 years, damn it.
Save your fellow moms' lives.
Exactly. Okay. All right. Let's get to some news desk shout brought to us by our friends at Spark. So By the time this show airs, we will be recording a, not live, but it's a live recording of the Mom Game at Spark Arlington. So next week's show will be from Spark Arlington, which is a beautiful 30,000 square foot, two-level space that includes 61 private offices, 17 suites, and stunning views of Globe Life Field. So it's basically not your typical workspace where it's a bunch of cubicles and you can rent them out. This is a complete turnkey service. They have an event space. They have a coffee bar, a kitchen. They have places where you can have giant meetings, events, conference rooms, Wi-Fi, mailboxes, Apple AirPlay, a podcast studio. They literally have everything that you would need in an office, but you don't have to manage the cumbersome.
All the extra stuff. Yes,
it's so, it's a lot when you have to outfit an office. You have to get, you know, desks and chairs and equipment and all the infrastructure. They have everything there for you. And so we are going to be at Spark Arlington next week's show to showcase their space and to do a podcast in front of a live studio audience.
Yay.
And we're going to have Coppola wine.
We need an audience.
I know. We're going to have Coppola wine. We're going to have Yokiro snacks.
I got them all. They're in my fridge.
Yay. And we're just going to shoot the shit with our mom gamers and have some fun. After that, we're going to head over to Troy's, take in the pop-up concert. The artist is going to be great. And I understand there's going to be some VIPs there. So if this, if you're hearing this on Thursday, May 29th, get on out to Troy's and join us there.
Do it.
Yeah.
You could be like my, I have some friends who got a table. So you can go in on a table with like some couples.
Oh, hey now.
Yeah. And it's a good way to do it. So, because I'm guessing at Troy's, it's more of a restaurant vibe. Like it's not a giant venue. So it's going to be really cool seeing this artist in a small venue. And so you can just get some tables.
I should have asked this. When are they going to announce that?
I don't know.
Or is he just pop out?
It's a pop-up show.
It is.
I don't know. But we know who it is and trust us. You're going to love it.
Yeah. He's great. And then there, like I said, there'll be some VIPs. He or she. Okay. This is a couple things I wanted to hit on before we go. First of all, a pregnant news anchor did the news while in labor.
What are we doing here?
Okay. A news anchor in Schenectady, New York, named Olivia Jaquith, went into labor just before her morning newscast last week and still anchored the show. Her water broke at 4:15
The show will be okay.
And she was on the air about 90 minutes later. She said her contractions weren't that close and she'd rather be at work than at the hospital.
Oh my gosh.
Girl, I don't know what you're doing, but that shit's crazy.
And we're people that work a lot, like it worked through pregnancies. Doing Ranger games.
And I wonder if she's super young, because I remember, like, and this isn't me going into labor, but I remember after I had Henry and it was 2011 and we were playoff push and all the stuff. And I got back to work as soon as I could. Yep. I think I took off maybe 2 weeks and started working again because I didn't want to miss anything.
Yeah.
It
feels like such a big deal.
I know.
Deal.
But one morning show, I'd be like,
peace out.
Yeah. That's cray.
I mean, we know that feeling when you're having contractions, like they're spaced out and they're not that bad. And like, you're kind of trying to decide, should I go to the hospital or not?
Right. But your water breaks.
Right. Yeah. If your water breaks, which that never happened to me like naturally.
So mine didn't do naturally, but it did happen after I got my, what's it called? Percocet?
Yeah.
Okay. But remember do you remember my labor story?
I don't know.
I was in labor for 34 hours with Henry.
Oh gosh.
So I went in on a Friday at 5, started this whole fucking process. I didn't give birth to him until 2:43 a.m. on Sunday.
Oh my gosh.
So it was ridiculous.
That is ridiculous.
It was dumb. And then ended up having a C-section.
Like, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
but yeah, I know a lot of
people.
I
know if I could do it all over again, like if I was pregnant right now, God bless, it would be the Immaculate Conception because I don't have any female organs.
It'd be Jesus.
Welcome, Jesus. Can you imagine if
your womb has been chosen?
If I was carrying the Christ child. Jesus.
No wine, Emily. There's a lot riding on this baby.
Religion as we know it would be over. It'll be like, oh, hell no.
Kids, thousands of years from now, you'll be like Mary. It'll be like Emily Jones. You'll be like, have your whole new Bible, the newest testament,
the book of Emily,
written about you.
The newest testament. It be like the most wheels off testament. So there was this middle-aged chick
podcaster.
All she did was cuss and drink wine, and all of a sudden, the Christ child showed up in her ovary, which is the only female organ she had left.
It would be in your ovary.
Where else am I going to carry
in
a
your
baby?
Womb.
How I don't
in
have
your
a
womb.
I don't have a womb.
You have a womb. What your womb is your tummy.
What?
It's not your ovary.
But it's a uterus, and I don't have a uterus, so the Christ child would just be in
but
my...
there's a space where your uterus was.
It's been filled up. I can't wait for Lance Marshall, the official spiritual advisor.
Did you
of
fill
the
up your uterus? Your former uterus is now filled with what? Wine
I
and
don't
cheese?
Know.
There's still a place where a baby could be.
I think stuff
like
just...
if you were to like really want to get pregnant right now.
Oh my God, can we not go down this road?
Could you not have
I just snorted.
It planted in there?
Just plant a fetus.
That's what's gonna happen with Jesus.
Okay, we've gone too far.
I'm so excited. I get to know the New Age Mary. I'm gonna know baby Jesus.
The New Age Mary. Again, it would, for those of you looking for the end of organized religion, this is absolutely it. We found your solution. You want to get rid of organized religion, have the Christ child in my womb. Or my one ovary that I have left that's halfway covered in endometriosis,
aww,
if not all the way right now.
Aww. Keep that shit away from
baby Jesus.
But then
there's the Christ trail. Just
he doesn't need to be floating around in endometriosis.
Where am I? What is that? This is the worst. We've hit rock bottom.
Oh, good.
We've hit rock bottom.
I'm
I don't even
so
know where
excited
to go
for this.
From here.
I'm very excited for this.
It's not.
We had a purpose this whole time.
Okay. We have to go. I would like for the record to show that we had like a glass of wine that wasn't even full. And this is where we ended up.
Yeah. I'm very grateful
with
that we did.
With the Christ child floating around in my womb.
I'm so excited.
And I need to know.
Maybe by Christmas? Please, mommy, can you have Jesus be born by Christmas?
Okay, we have to go. We have to go. This is, I'm not sure how we're going to recover from this.
What'd you talk about on your show today?
Okay, I just listen. It's the first week of summer, and so I feel like we should all be given a little grace.
Do we get to share the baby Jesus?
Okay, we're done talking about baby Jesus.
I want in on this.
And I feel like we can't call him, it's sacrilege. We can't call him baby Jesus. It's just a really...
just a baby.
The J-man.
Baby Peaches.
The J-man.
The J-man. Little J.
You know what? How about a female Jesus?
There you go.
Let's go.
We've got girls playing flag football.
J-girl?
Now we need a female Jesus.
Okay. J-girl. I got you. Be carrying J-girl. Oh gosh, please, like theologians and religious scholars, please don't listen to this. Okay, we're gonna see you guys next week.
The three
from Spark
of us
Arlington.
Are headed oh. out. Stop. The three of us have a lot of plans.
Okay, I have to pee, so we have to go.
Be careful with her when you pee.
Okay,
mom game
I can't
out.
Deal. Mom game out. See you next week. God bless us all.